of course, it is time to take a look at the Not News. Jeff Field joins us now. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning again, Tess. Well, I must say this week has pretty much been dominated by the amazing, beautiful rescue in Thailand.
It has.
But there have been other stories lurking around if you dig deep.
Which I assume you've done for us.
And I've got a little treasure trove of them here in my hand.
You
so
do.
Here's one. You know, sit on the edge of your seats for this one, folks. Frenzy is the headline. Breathlessly telling us that it was the wooden stool that homeware fanatics were excited about after weeks of anticipation by discount retailer Aldi. The $69 stool was due to go on sale this week as part of the retailer's special buy homeware sale and was seen as a budget version of the iconic Mark Tucky egg cup stool.
I have no idea what that is.
I have no idea. But at the last moment, the German supermarket decided to pull the product from the sale the night before it was due to hit the shelves. Caused an absolute meltdown on Facebook. Aldi saying it was no longer able to provide the stool because of production issues, and a petition was set up.
A petition?
Yeah. So while we had the kids being saved in Thailand, other media outlets were going into an absolute frenzy, to use the word, over the stool. I've never heard of Mark Tucky's egg cup stool.
Absolutely,
but obviously
not.
A lot of people are annoyed about it.
And petitions were started to get it sold again.
Yeah.
Is it not just on eBay?
I don't know.
Is it not on eBay?
I haven't dug that deep, but I could get an investigative team onto it right now for you.
Please do.
I'll get back to you. Kyle Jenner.
Kylie.
Her latest magazine cover is turning heads and raising eyebrows. But this time it's not for what you'd expect, Tess. The youngest of the Kardashian clan is used to copping criticism over her clothing or looks, but this time it's a Forbes magazine cover that has everyone talking.
Oh, does it?
According to certain media outlets.
Butts out. Who's got their butt out?
Well, the reality TV star turned businesswoman has graced the front page of the business magazine's August issue. According to the publication, at just 20 years old, Jenner has amassed $900 million or $1.2 billion Australian dollars.
Jeez.
After launching Kylie Cosmetics less than a year ago.
I think it's Kylie, Jeff.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Why did I say Kyle?
I don't know. You're
anyway,
clearly so familiar with them.
Yeah. So, and that is just the beginning. Forbes estimates that within the next year, Jenner will be the youngest self-made billionaire ever, male or female, trumping Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, who became a billionaire at age 23. So there you go. There's the latest on the Kardashians.
I'm so glad. Is it self-made if you're born into it?
Into that whole Kardashian thing. Because didn't it get started with Kim Kardashian making a porn tape?
Well, and I hate myself for knowing this. Mm. So their dad.
Yes, you should.
There's five of them. Well, I think there's actually a brother in there somewhere who doesn't even want to be associated with them. But to my knowledge, okay, so there's the three older sisters and then there's the two half-sisters. And the three older sisters, and I think the brother belongs in there, they're the kids of Rob Kardashian, who was the lawyer in the O.J. Simpson case.
Right.
That's initially why they were sort of rich and famous, because their dad was the rich, famous lawyer. And then there was Keeping Up. Keeping Up with the Kardashians show existed. It's been around for like 10 years.
And has been an absolute flop in Australia.
I know. And it's been around for ages, way longer than I thought. But then, yes, there was the sex tape. And then that all just blew up.
Blew up, yeah.
And now the two younger ones, one's a model and one, I assume, is this one.
Yeah. And by the way, you're correct. And I just realised, since I have been in community radio, this is the first time I've mentioned the Kardashian name.
Oh, well done.
I know, as opposed to my previous career. look, two SER listeners can now rest in peace tonight. Is that the right thing to say?
Rest happily.
Two SER listeners can rest happily knowing the latest on the Kardashians. And look, let's finish with this one. This got a lot of attention in the tabloids. And I'll give you a quote here. He cemented his status as a bona fide hunk with his roles in films like Gladiator and A Cinderella Man. But Russell Crowe looked dramatically different to his polished, Hollywood days during a visit to Disneyland with his family. The 54-year-old Oscar winner showed off a bushy grey beard and a fuller physique as he strolled around the theme park. Russell kept his look casual for the relaxed outing, donning a black T-shirt and shorts, teamed with bright blue trainers, which we needed to know. Mm. Perhaps attempting to go incognito, the actor covered up with a pair of sunglasses and an ill-fitting baseball cap.
That would be a wild life. Somebody, you take your kids to Disneyland. Yeah. I don't know how old his kids are.
And how dare he not look like a Hollywood movie star at Disneyland?
So rude. So
I know,
rude.
I think Russell Crowe, that is outrageous.
Personally offended.
So am I.
Truly I disgusting that, behaviour.
Look, there was, as I say, lurking behind the big story of, were those things that I just read you. I can't believe you. The Max Ducker egg chair. And
well, I don't know. I need
the Kardashians.
I'm going to put a picture of that on Twitter. I'm going to Google it after this.
Oh, okay. All right. So that means our team doesn't have to investigate.
No, they don't. I'll take that one for them.
Now let's get serious here. This has been covered by, I must say, the ABC have given it coverage, but the commercial stations and a lot of the mainstream media have not been giving this story the coverage. This is how we end the segment. This is the story that should have been given more coverage. Japan.
Yes.
Now, think about this for a minute. Not only is the death toll 179, but it's expected to get much higher, by the way. So be prepared for a much higher death toll. Cop this. 8 million people have evacuated their homes.
Jeez.
Now, if you think about 8 million people without water, without sanitation, getting food to them, medicine.
That's like two Sydneys worth.
Exact. What a way of putting it. And, you know, this they've literally copped in the last few weeks, like years worth of rain.
Jeez.
And, you know, this is why the Trumps of this world, the Tony Abbotts of this world that say climate change isn't happening. Well, look at this. It is an absolute tragedy. I'm just looking here at the latest reports we're getting in from UNICEF. Food is in short supply. People are being forced to eat scraps from bins. You know, babies being born in flooded centres. It's just this is something the world needs to get on board with, and this is an emergency.
And poor Japan, they've copped it a couple of times in the last few years.
The nuclear plants, the tsunamis.
Yeah.
So, that's one story. Of course, we all focused on Thailand, but let's start focusing on what's going on in Japan.
I think we definitely should.
And we'll get back to you about the Max egg cup stool that was pulled from Aldi.
I'm intrigued. I was going to say excited, but I'm not.
We'll leave on that point.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Field there with the Not News, running us through some things that potentially were making headlines whilst the world was watching the Thailand situation unfold that were definitely by no means anywhere near as important as the Thailand situation. This egg cup chair, why is it so popular? I don't know.